Hi, I'm Pete Hamill. I'm a writer and a Brooklynite. When I was a boy, long before there was a Prospect Expressway, I could walk here in the Greenwood, first with my mother, who had an eye for free entertainments for her two older sons in those Depression years. Then, a few years later, I visited with my friends. I must have been 11 when I first climbed the fence with them, in the leafy darkness of the north side of the grounds. Four or five of us would somehow make it over the fence to play hide-and-seek among the tombstones. This was, of course, a test of our own fears, but it was also an exercise in imagination. As I searched in the dark, wondering if some stranger, some monster, some escaped convict was lurking there too, I was starting to become a writer, though I did not know it at the time. When I first saw David Lean's wonderful version of Great Expectations, that escaped convict created by Charles Dickens suddenly appeared, and I knew where he was lurking, in the shadows of the Greenwood. Later, when I had become a great comics fan, I knew where Denny Colt, the spirit, lived. In that great comic book, they called the cemetery Wildwood. I knew it was the Greenwood. Among those here is DeWitt Clinton. He died in 1828, but if you stand on the hills and gaze at the harbor, you can see his work. Clinton was the man who pushed harder than any others to create the Erie Canal, which transformed our beautiful harbor into the first great American port. That is, he created the New York in which all of us have had the privilege to live. And if you wander this place, you will see the resting places of so many others who added to Clinton's vision. Few saints, many sinners, but people who gave us style and laughter and music and hope. Here, U.B. Blake was cremated, and so was Edward R. Murrow. Leonard Bernstein lies here, and George Bellows, and John Lafarge, and Jean-Michel Basquiat. Scoundrels, too, above all, the boss, William Tweed. Mobsters, too, Johnny Torrio and Albert Anastasia. And, of course, the man I first knew is Joe the Blonde, called Crazy Joe Gallo in the tabloids. And as a reporter, I covered his burial here and remember his mother calling out at his graveside, "Joey, Joey, we will never forget you, Joey." It's a marvel of the city, the Greenwood, full of wonder and memory and the history of this city.